The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There is no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF. Because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jeff G Tonight. Russ Chifley sends a super chat. He says, the Jews are not noticing. Yes, they are. And the Jackacid says, why pay any attention to Jordan Peterson at all? Well, it's not just Jordan Peterson here. It's this whole attack against Crisis King. And I started wondering, what does the Bible have to say about Jesus being king? We'll go into the details. Crisis King is not textually present in the Bible. King of Kings is there. Jesus is Lord is there. But Crisis King is a modern formulation that is equivalent, I would say, to these biblical formulations. And you have the kind of academic, pseudo-academic crew of social media monitors and observers, people who want to manage thought. And it's so disgusting. They've been putting this again and again. And 8 years ago, it was hate speech. And then it was extremism around January 6th. And now they're with their fake reports that claims to be scientific, but it's more like a business report. The format, by the way, this is not how a scientific paper looks like. You have much more time spent on describing your method in a scientific paper. They are just dumping like cheap processed data and kind of reaching conclusions based on this very cheap work, and we'll go through it. YouTube is dead. Rumble did it, says Steven Crowder. We are learning that Steven Crowder will be switching to Rumble. A seismic shift, a decade in the making, he says, let the games begin. Yeah, I'm very happy that we're seeing Rumble shine, that we're seeing YouTube slowly lose, because YouTube has been trying to control what we think and what we say. And to me, it's been a lifelong project to destroy YouTube.
Hey, JF, I didn't understand your advice from before. How does switching from monogamy to polygamy ensure you minimize false allegations against you? Surely any woman you are with can issue false allegations at any time? Thanks. Hey JF, I didn't understand your advice from before. How does switching from monogamy to polygamy ensure you minimize false allegations against you? Surely any woman you are with can issue false allegations at any time? Thanks.
Certainly. And I've never said, sorry, I had to cough and I muted the wrong one. I never said that you engage in serial polygamy to avoid false allegations. This is not what I said. What I said is you engage in a couple and you expect the best and you want the best and you try for the best, which would be monogamy for life. But it may happen or it may not happen. And if it doesn't happen, very often, if you head toward divorce, the woman who will cause the divorce will try to pull false allegations against you so that she can have custody of the children. Now, there's no way you can protect yourself against this. What you can do, though, is you can make this not derange your project of having a large family. So you can make it so that the false allegations don't matter. You're always going to get false allegations because that's just what women do. They are completely disconnected from reality. So you're going to get the false allegation. On top of it, they are being rewarded for it. But what you can do is, if you had a project of having 7 babies with this woman, and she sterilizes you by divorcing after the first baby or the second baby, well, your life goes on, and now you are free to engage in serial polygamy, find the next woman, make babies with her until you're satisfied with the size of your family. It's not ideal. It's not as good as in the old days, but it's what we have. It's what we can do. So no, I wasn't meaning that you can protect yourself. The false allegation will happen, but you can make it so that they don't bother your family project by moving city while you continue the lawfare with your divorcee wife. You move city, you change social circles, you find a new woman, and then you restart a family. It's too bad that we have to do this. I would love if we were in a world where you can stay in place and co-parent your children, but that's not the world we're in. We're in a world where they will treat you as a criminal if you want to parent your child as a man. So they will pass you through the whole supervised visitation system. I say no to this. I'm not going to see my child in a cage. Either you allow me to parent my child the way I want it, or I'm gone from your society, and I will tell all of my friends to never drive into your society. End of the line. Joel says, YouTube's automatic keyword censorship in people's comments is highly sophisticated. Language censorship causes an evolution of language. Absolutely. A lot of memes out there are ultimately memes to avoid censorship or to work around it. Doubting Thomas says, Jeff, following up on my Wednesday super chat about Christian teaching, the Jewish Old Testament, conversely, is explicitly pro-family and pro-kin. It is this tension which causes rift between Europeans and Jews. It's an interesting perspective, yes. I would say the Christian message probably has led to more pro-family more pro-family action, pro-family effect. But you're right, there may be a more explicit kin assumption in the Old Testament. A woman has been sliding into my DMs, and now I have to remind myself, I have a beautiful girlfriend. I have a girlfriend. It is not worth for me to inseminate. Thaïs Descuffon has been sliding into my DMs, asking me for studies about race and genetics.
Racisme, c'est quand même une idéologie qui dit aux femmes qu'elles n'ont pas besoin des hommes, tout en vivant en Occident, donc une société.
And so she's a French influencer. I've been seeing her around, but I never spoke to her. She was asking me about the, you know, when I say that your child is less related to you than a random person on the street, if you have race mixed, she was asking me for studies of this. So I told her there's no study of this. I did the calculation and I gave her the references to my calculation. Hopefully it helps her in her debate. What a beautiful woman, I have to say, but still, just equally beautiful to my girlfriend, so I will stick to my girlfriend, given that Thaïs Descuffon is out there in France. I'll stick to my girlfriend. Photons generated just by moving a mirror. Yes, the dynamical Casimir effect is a quantum phenomenon predicted by quantum field theory, where an oscillating uncharged mirror in a vacuum generates electromagnetic radiation or photons. Unlike classical physics, where electromagnetic radiation arises from moving charged particles like electrons, the DCE occurs due to the interaction between the moving mirror and quantum vacuum fluctuation. This interaction causes virtual photons, those that exist momentarily due to quantum uncertainty, to be upconverted into real photons, which then propagate away from the mirror. That is fucking amazing. Holy shit, do I love the Casimir effect. The Casimir effect, as the guy, Ray Fleming, when he came on my show, he said the Casimir effect is the only true force that has ever been truly recorded. And I was like, whoa, what? All the other forces, they're kind of not known at their quantum level as much as the Casimir effect, since I believe the Casimir effect has been predicted before it was even recorded. I believe we knew it would happen. If you put two plates very close, they will attract each other. We knew it would happen before we measured it. And that makes me think that that is absolutely fascinating. Mirror moving. That makes me think about our friend Mike McCullough. Because he's looking for developing propulsion systems that use quantum effects. Is it possible to rotate and see a part of the universe where there's lots of mass, and then see a part of the universe where there's less mass, and maybe build an engine? An engine based on rotation of a system. I don't know. Rockin' Robin Hood says you need two dissimilar metals as plates for the Casimir effect. Is it the case for mirrors? I don't know. I don't know about this. Doubting Thomas says this dynamic Casimir effect has never been observed. Yeah, I understand. We have Andrew Tate drops Kanye podcast teaser. Okay, the teaser doesn't tell us much, but let's have a look at it. Rebuilding the Matrix is the title of their interview. Okay, of course I'm gonna watch it. Interesting that we will be seeing an interaction between these two. Heed the Warning says Lily. Nick Fuentes had a very good intro speech on the Network Contagion Research Institute. These people who have gone with Jordan Peterson, they are in a campaign to make Crisis King an anti-Semite dog whistle, a sign of hate speech, and they want to associate it with hatred. And it's very cheap work, and it doesn't even care about going to the source of, hey, why is that said in Christianity? Why do people consider that Jesus is Lord, that Jesus is the King of Kings in Christianity? Where does this all date back from? And they're just asking you to swallow the idea, the presupposition that Christ is King is a dog whistle. Here you have it, a supposed reverend Johnny Moore. I need to warn you about something. The term Crisis King has been a declaration of shared Christian values for generations, but shocking research by the Network for Contagion Research and Rutgers University. So all Jewish people, as pointed out by Candace Owens, compiled in a report I co-authored with Jordan Peterson, demonstrate that this iconic phrase is being hijacked by anti-Semitic extremists to manipulate Christians. We collaborated with Us the Story to explain it in the video below. Watch it and then read the full report linked to in the second post below. So, Candace Owen made a wonderful review of first the authors. The authors are all Jews. Jews, Indians, and one token Christian. Of course, they had to have one token Christian, but how do you end up with a report that seeks to basically tell people how to be a Christian? And what is the real Christian? Are there these people or is it these people? Well, we're going to tell you what it is to be a real Christian. But everyone telling you that is a Jew. Candace Owens, a true Pharisee. So that was the comment of Jordan Peterson. Candace Owens, a true Pharisaical pretender. She vociferously proclaims her devotion to Christ for no other reason than to elevate her perceived status. Her outrage is designed not to shout the truth from the rooftops, build bridges, or make peace, but to subvert Christianity itself with its new force to her own purposes. She is literally using God's name in vain. There are few more unforgivable sins. Unbelievable. Jordan Peterson, as far as his sticking to Jewish interests goes, I consider him a Jew at this point. Now, he may be confused in his mind, and he may have the idea that maybe the Bible is real and maybe Christ is real, but I consider him effectively a Jew. Cernovich was saying, did Jordan Peterson think that people wouldn't find the link between the ADL and his research, in quotes, and he could play dumb? Folks go at Candace all day. I stay out of it. People say stuff about me, NBD. I don't care about that. What happened yesterday was part of a bigger censorship agenda. Absolutely. When they start pulling these documents like this, this is exactly the document format that they had when they started putting me in networks. We have identified the network of extremism. This is the most dangerous. White people are the most dangerous people in the world. They are currently building these links. And when they start using AI as tools and networking graphs like this, you know that ultimately it's for the purpose of censorship and rejection of society. But how is it that Finkelstein, Zucker, Yanovsky, Goldenberg, Fedida, Lazarus, Yagdeep, how is it that it's these people coming to tell Christians what they should believe? How do we end up in this situation? Nicholas Petrus says, always leads back to Jews. Carolyn Borichenko was commenting, bro, Jordan Peterson is literally insane. Unbelievable that they would try to invade such a personal aspect of faith. And you have Jordan Peterson basically saying, Candace is not a real Christian. Well, wait a minute. Since when is Jordan Peterson an expert on what it is to be a Christian? He was basically unable to even acknowledge, to even say whether God exists 2 or 3 years ago. He would go crying instead of saying yes to that answer. And he would go into these turns of phrases and, it depends on what is God. Alexander Dugin gets into the conflict. He says, eternal king, Jesus Christ is God, man and son of God, and second person of Saint Trinity. He has died and resurrected. He rules the world eternally, implicitly. He will rule it explicitly soon enough. So there's two ideas about Jesus is king or Christ is king. First, let's have a look at the document. So the document starts with, we have characterized the uses of the term, and a lot of these accounts are neo-Nazis or people who have shown sympathy to neo-Nazism. And so they take Andrew Tate, Nick Fuentes as examples of using the term. They then show a graph, Christ is King, increasing in Google searches up to 2024. It's like, yeah, this is just basically, yeah, we've seen it. We've seen the term show up on the public space, and then you get a peak of X post, and then it drops a little bit. And amazingly, they're like, okay, so we want... this is one of the most hilarious parts of the research paper. Jack Posobiec is using Crisis King. He's been using it since 2021, but we want you to know that Jack Posobiec clearly isn't a racist. And it was probably the case that Jack Posobiec was using this term as part of the usual Christian way to use this term. But he's not part of the extremist we're talking about. And it's like, what allowed you to reach this conclusion? Maybe Jack Posobiec is a secret Nazi that just got in early on the Crisis King. No, it's like they want to exclude Jack Posobiec for some reason. It's like, of all people, they want to exclude Jack Posobiec, and they're like, no, Jack Posobiec is not like Candace Owens when she uses it. Sometimes it's the same day where she tweets also about Jews. And Jake Shields has said some things about Hitler, so their way of using it is very different from the way Jack Posobiec uses it. And you're like, okay, so that's what happens when you don't have a scientific method. Anything you feel can be a reason to create a new category. That's what we call cherry picking. In a good PhD program, you would learn not to do this. You would learn, if you're going to be ignoring the context when you look at the Crisis King of Nick Fuentes and Andrew Tate, you should also ignore the context for Jack Posobiec. You have to be consistent. You cannot make excuses for the thinkers that you consider safe and not too edgy. Problematic Noticer says, Jordan B. Peterson has been a longtime public figure and has proven himself to be an intellectual whore and bad faith actor. Absolutely. Doubting Thomas says, JF, regarding Candace, how has she managed to keep mostly all the same advertisers she had on the Daily Wire, let alone stay on YouTube? Well, these advertisers, potentially they didn't care about funding Zionism, and potentially they were just really interested in the advertising. I mean, It's not all the time that it's that way, but sometimes the advertiser really just is interested at bringing exposure to their product, and that's it. And sometimes, you know, it can be a story. The fact that an advertiser stood by your side, especially when you break free from control and when you become even bigger in the process, as was the case with Candace Owens, it can be an interesting story for an advertiser, especially a black journalist, so they can say, hey, whenever the government starts annoying me about discrimination, it's like, hey, I stood by a black journalist for diversity, and so don't crack down on me because I have 60% white employees. We had a review of it's non-scientific, the approach of this report. Their coordinated efforts spanning digital platforms, coded language, and viral amplification demonstrate a deliberate strategy to use the rights enshrined in the Constitution to undermine the free society that it seeks to uphold. So, hey, you have a bunch of kids making memes about Jesus, and you demonstrate a deliberate, they're like, you have these kids just coordinating in Discord servers, and oh yeah, we're gonna use our First Amendment rights to fool people. We're gonna use them to miss, like, isn't there a easier explanation here that these kids simply believe in what they say, and that the First Amendment precisely was designed to protect freedom of beliefs, and they happen to have a belief in Christ is king. By the way, Christ is kind of synonymous with some sort of king. Christ means a chief, an anointed spiritual leader of sorts. So not far from a king. And to say that he's a king means for Christians that he rules over the world, that the world works through his way and through his will. And it's also a reference in Revelation, and we'll see both the Philippians and the Revelation's reference to it. In the Revelation, it's a reference to the second coming of Christ, where he would come to literally be more of a chief and leader of the world. Let's have a look at the video before we dig into the Bible references to this.
Since the advent of Christianity, Christ as King has been a cry for connection to the divine, a declaration of faith, a moving signal between Christians of their shared values. But what happens when it becomes a manipulation tactic designed to deceive Christians?
So there's the whole creation of, oh, there's two types of Christians. You can be the correct Christian, which falls in line with the Jews, or you can be these manipulative Christians who are trying to pull the Christians in the wrong direction. There's no such thing. And in fact, from the beginning, this is where the Bible passages are very interesting about this. From the very beginning of Christianity, you had Jews trying to manage what Christianity would become. And Paul himself found himself imprisoned in Rome because the Jews didn't like the way he was teaching Christianity. So it dates back to 2,000 years ago. And the Jews are still doing the exact same thing. They're still trying to direct Christianity like Christians are their cattle.
Christ as King have increased fivefold on platforms like X in just the past 4 years. At first glance, it would seem hopeful as people begin to reinvestigate faith in the face of increasing secularization.
So here they're like, oh, it would be good if it was just their faith. But no, there's hidden ideology.
And chaos in the world. But the NCRI, an organization at the forefront of monitoring deep trends in data, observed a striking and nefarious development around the phrase Christ is King beginning in 2021. In 2024, more than 50% of all engagements around Christ is King posts were driven by extremist influencers. The word extremist gets used a lot, and many are understandably skeptical at its use. But we're talking about people.
It's like, oh, you have found extremism. You have detected extremism. How? What was your method? Well, you've just decided. You've decided that Nick Fuentes was extremism, but Jack Posobiec is fine. And now, of course, you feed this into your data set, and it's like, oh, well, we're finding that there's lots of uses of Christ as King that are related to extremism. But you took that for granted.
Like this.
I used sex as a tool to make women love me so they'd obey me and live in my house and make me money.
And now they try to put Andrew Tate as kind of an illegitimate. There's even extreme Islamists that are trying to overlap and drag crowds from the Christians that are getting deceived by Christ as King.
Catholics and Christians were going missing on Passover, then they would find bodies, and they were able to trace them back to Jews. Blood libel!
Well, were there Christians disappearing, or were there not?
Real Africans, on average, have an IQ of 65.
Oh, those are the reasons why these people are extremists, according to the video. Okay, do you have an alternative measure of the African IQ?
Posts like these achieved over 13.6 million views and more than 100,000 engagements.
And now they lose themselves in quantification, but it's like, if you're working with a bad scientific method at the onset, no matter how much you quantify, you will just find reinforcement of your initial thesis, of your initial bias. So Christ the King is the title of Jesus in Christianity, referring to the idea of the kingdom of God, appears a lot of times in the Bible, where Christ is described as being seated at the right hand of God. There has been a history of referring to Christ as Lord, Christ as King throughout the Bible, through the Paul letters and days. And there has been also a history with the Catholic Church. Very early in the history of the Catholic Church, there were priests that were hosting conferences called Christ the King. Not Christ is King, but Christ the King. Jesus is Lord, also a saying in Christianity, is the shortest creedal affirmation found in the New Testament, one of several slightly more elaborate variations. It serves as a statement of faith for the majority of Christians who regard Jesus as both truly man and God. It is the motto of the World Council of Churches. And I wanted to go into the Bible, and I found the Philippians, which is a bunch of letters sent by Paul the Apostle. Now, Paul, I didn't know about the story of this guy. His original name was Saul of Tarsus. And Paul initially was living on the Jewish side. And in fact, he was part of the Jewish authorities, and he was known as, he had a high position in the Jewish religion back then. As Saul of Tarsus, he may even have been oppressing early Christians. And at some point in his travelings between some place and Damascus, at some point he has a realization. He starts believing in Christianity, he starts believing in Jesus. And that's where he becomes basically an apostle. That was 64, 65 after the death of Jesus. So basically, he regrets his ways. He looks back at what he has done, and he starts a movement to build the Christian church. And a lot of the letters in the Bible are letters that he sends to basically coordinate the early Christian churches. By the way, I'm not an expert on all of this. All of this I've basically learned today. I didn't know much about this. Problematic Noticer says, Paul is the template for modern-day Brother Nathaniel. Okay, yeah, you could see that. I can see the parallel. The Jack Acid says, did he really, though? Or did he just make that story up to subvert Rome? Well, you know, a lot of Jews were bad-mouthing him, and they were hating the fact that he had achieved credibility on the Jewish side, and then was kind of using that credibility to say, no, I found the truth, and the truth is Christianity. And for that reason, I believe he was killed. It is believed that he was killed. He was certainly imprisoned twice by the Romans on the basis of what the Jews were saying about him. Here I have a statement about it. During Paul's first imprisonment, he awaited trial before Roman governors Felix and Festus. He then was under house arrest in Rome for 2 years, awaiting an appearance before Nero. Scholars believe Paul was released sometime in AD 62 because the Jews who had accused him of being a real pest and a fellow who stirs up dissension didn't press their case before the emperor. This is so important to me. When I read this, I was like, oh my God. Can you feel the echoes of what happened 2,000 years ago and what's happening? This is exactly what Jews do with people today. They call them a real pest and a fellow who stirs up dissension. This is what Jews are doing in this exact report. Oh, Nick Fuentes, a real pest, a fellow who stirs up dissension. I mean, this is what they're saying with modern language. Instead of a fellow who stirs up dissension, they're saying he's fomenting hatred. How is it that I have two peoples here, kind of early Christians and the Jews, and I have the modern Christians and the Jews, and I still have the same fucking events that are happening on the everyday in the news, on social media, as are described in the freaking Bible from 2,000 years ago. How does that happen? It happens because people don't change, and it happens because history repeats itself. History is a big cycle that keeps repeating it itself. So let's have a look at where... So in the Philippians, basically it's a letter to a special church that Paul had been organizing with a bunch of friends of him. And now Paul is in Rome and he's imprisoned. He's been imprisoned because of the bad mouthing of the Jews against him. He starts the Philippians number one by thanking the church for continuing their effort to convert, and saying, but he's talking about suffering and how he's suffering as being imprisoned, but that it warms his heart that through this suffering he can have the reassurance that there are people out there at the Philippians church that are believing and that are forming a community of mind with him. So he's finding comfort in the fact that there are people out there that are believing in Christ because of his work, and so it doesn't matter to him that he's imprisoned. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. So here he's saying he's finding pleasure in the fellowship of church, even if he's away from them. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. So take pleasure basically in the goodness happening to others, if it's not happening to you. Look not every man on his own thing, but every man also on the things of others. So empathy for others before empathy for the self. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So here he says, be invested in this mindset, which was also the mindset of Jesus Christ. And that's where the statement comes right here at 10:11. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So what I retain from this passage is we had a Paul here, and he's stating Jesus Christ is Lord and every tongue should confess. But he's talking about a mindset in which you should be if you are suffering, or maybe you're not suffering. He's talking about a mindset that you should be in, that God is the God the Father, glory to God the Father, and that Jesus Christ is Lord. That is one passage in which Christ is King seems to be appearing. Another passage in which the word King appears, it is the revelation, King of Kings, happens in this section. So in the revelation, we have a guy named John, not necessarily the John that wrote the rest of the New Testament, but some guy named John, who is writing a prediction that basically the world will fall into degeneracy. Pretty good prediction, if you ask me. The world will fall into degeneracy. God will come onto the earth at some point, will look at the state of thing and will say, holy shit, so much gay sex, so much rainbow flags. What the fuck is happening here? So God views humanity, judges them. And eventually we reach this passage, which expresses the second coming of Christ and out of his mouth got a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God, and he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So it would be something that he saw in his vision, that maybe Jesus had some kind of band with some logo on it, maybe, that was written, and that meant King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So the belief refers, the Christ is King statement refers both to, we are in a world of degeneracy where you can get imprisoned for your belief. We live in a world that has a lot of dysfunction. And this world is to be ruled one day by Jesus Christ. That is the meaning of Christ as King. That is what people mean when they use that word. I happen to not believe in the supernatural aspects of Christianity. So I don't think that there will be something coming from the sky fixing society. I am black-pilled about society. But you can acknowledge the possibility, the metaphorical possibility, that one day the rules of Christianity may rise again and guide people, perhaps because those are rules of living that are natural convergence points for evolution. New Guy Prime says, but what is Jesus Christ? Well, Jesus Christ is this guy who said, I'm God, and when people call him Jesus Christ, they mean that, well, the term Christ means anointed by some sort of religious authority to be a leader, a religious leader. So that's what it comes from the Greek Christos. And you could have various sects back in the days, sects, S-E-C-T. You could have various sects that would point to their leader as Christ. And in fact, it was a term that Jews could use to point to an approved leader of thought. So in a way, when you have Christians across the world calling Jesus, Jesus Christ, it's kind of a passive-aggressive. I don't mean that the Christians mean it as passive-aggressive, but from the perspective of the Jews, it's a reminder that the guy who was anointed as the leader of a religion that you have rejected, Jesus, came from your midst and is still wearing the Christ label, is still wearing the label that you used to give to your religious leaders. So I guess it's why it triggers Jews so hard. It's this idea that, oh, no, you cannot tell us that Christ is King, because that is reminding us that he was from among us and that we could have found him. We could have been led by him in the same way Paul was, but we didn't. We rejected him. Rockin' Robin Hood says, if you looked like Christ today, you may get thrown out of church. Why? Too much of a Middle Eastern look? Well, there are Middle Eastern Christian churches. I don't know that you would get thrown out of church for looking like this. And there's so much triggering of Jewish power these days. I enjoy it all day to see these memes arising and see how hard they're trying to go at. The fact that they got triggered into making this pseudoscientific research report by basically a bunch of groiper teenagers, really, saying Christ is King on Twitter, that is really pleasant. And people are reminded of this segment of Matt Walsh. Oh my God, was that fun.
I think, I don't remember who tweeted. Someone tweeted something like, if you're an American patriot, it means you're pro-Israel, or something like that.
Yeah.
Right. This idea that, like, it is your patriotic duty to have this particular feeling about another country, no matter what the other country is. I don't care what country it is. So that goes too far on that.
I think that there is something...
To-
patriotic about supporting our allies, because we form alliances because it's in our national interest to form alliances, and having formed those alliances and
bro, have you ever seen a black-pilled face of Ben Shapiro like this? He's, oh my god, your plan got exposed from inside. Wow. It's amazing how much the pro-Zionist position, although it still occupies the majority position within the political elite, it's still under very much control of the White House under Trump, but it's losing ground culturally. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, but you don't have a patriotic duty to support any country that is not your own.
But you know, in this case, we just should back Israel.
but hold on a second.
It's amazing, these edits. These edits are, I don't know what's the term for it. These weird edits where they add shaking of the camera. There's something weird about these edits that is very fascinating, and it's a repeatable meme. Andrew Tate sharing some views about women. Once you lose interest in dating women, you lose all interest in cities. Cities are for women to be their worst selves and look for perma entertainment, which men pay for. There's literally no reason to live amongst crime and traffic besides the fact that these cesspits are where women sacrifice their innocence at the altar of life experience. You are paying 1,000 times more money living close enough to the action to catch vapors of female chastity as they evaporate into the concrete jungle of Western liberalism. There's no wives in cities. There's no nature in cities. There's not even any fun in cities. Dinners and clubs suck. Cities have girls who throw pussy left and right, and men are in a city because they're trying to catch it. Absolutely beautiful, poetic description of the city. I think it's exactly what it is. And cities are not a good place to hang out. Sometimes they're the only place you have access to. But if you pull a woman from a city, you have to pull her out and bring her very far, as I've done with Mama JF, extremely far.
I have a little rant, okay? Just a little rant. Dating in LA sucks. Not only am I only attracted to like 2% of people on these dating apps, and you would think in LA you'd have more options, but I promise you, you do not. Nobody.
Bro, your attitude is bad. Like, you can look okay. You are thin and you look good. You, once prepared, you could look like a 9 out of 10. But your attitude, holy shit, is a problem. This little queen, what is this attitude? Is there a term for it?
Nobody is actually looking to literally, seriously date. Either looking to hook up or looking to act like they are trying to date you and say all this shit when they're fucking not, when they're just...
Well, maybe you shouldn't be at the place of the highest concentration of all races, intermixing, carpet salesmen, Middle Eastern people, Indians just trying to bullshit their way into your bed. Maybe you should look for another type of place than the city. She goes to LA like it's the summum of shit, the main attractor of all shit on earth. And she thinks that she's gonna find a stable guy to date.
Just bored.
Stop looking for a date first. Look for a husband. And then you're gonna talk. You're actually revealing a little bit of yourself when you say, I'm looking for someone to date. Okay, so that tells me already that I'm going to have to invest at least 2 years on this girl, entertain her, pay for everything she needs in LA, and I won't even know if I have a wife by then.
I get it. I'm bored sometimes too. But if you're looking to hook up, just say you're looking to hook up, because like...
She makes this whole difference between hookup and dating. She doesn't talk about having a husband. You're not ready, girl.
So we posed to it, you know? I had my whole face.
So you get what you fucking deserve in the end, because you are not able to want a husband. And so you're getting all of the rest. You're getting those cheap attempts at getting into your bed, but then there's not much value in continuing with you.
I had my phase of going out and getting drunk and partying and hooking up with all these people.
Oh, she thinks she's done with her face. Unbelievable.
Well, I had that. And it's fucking boring now. And I'm over it. It's not funny.
Well, then start looking for a husband.
Anymore. It's the same thing over and over. Look how cute my pants are. They say hungover and gorgeous, even though I did absolutely nothing last night. I need a connection, you know?
So that was an excuse to show her ass to the camera.
Meaningless hookups are so boring. They're so boring. I'm in like my little villain era. Like, if you're not gonna...
She is not 100% European, says Western Can United. No, I don't think she is. I think she probably has some Southern, maybe Italian genes, maybe Southern American, Hispanic. I don't know. Putin calls for all Ukrainians in Kursk to surrender. Sympathetic to Trump's request to spare lives. So I really like the way Putin has shown respect for Trump's offer, because Trump said, look, there's going to be a lot of people in Kursk who will lose their lives if this continues, and the ceasefire talks are kind of dwindling down. So he said to Putin, can you spare their lives? And Putin did exactly the right thing. He said, okay, we understand your call to humanness here, and we're going to spare their life. If they drop their weapon and they walk straight to us, we're going to capture them and treat them correctly as prisoners of war. But we're not going to kill them. So I think it's a very decent approach, and it shows respect for human life. But at the same time, if you don't drop your weapon, if you're there with your weapon and you're trying to shoot Russians, then you're going to die. Nicholas Petris says they think they can just move on from a whole phase. Oh, yeah. And it's like, no, this whole phase has built so many assumptions in you about life that you're not even on the mindset of, hey, I need to find a husband. See, when my current girlfriend contacted me, it was clear from the start. Okay, you want to be JF's wife? Okay, I want to be your husband. There was no, oh, well, we're going to need some dating. And if you're into the, oh, I need some dating because I'm bored. I'm bored as a one-night hoe now. I want to move on to the next stage. The next stage is a husband, or you're still a one-night hoe. Frog Eyes says, Trump, spare their lives. Soviet field commander JFG, no. Presses nuclear strike button. kind of. That may be how I behave if they gave me control of the nuclear strikes. It's like, why let humans go through the suffering of uncertainty? All these people, all this suffering at the front line is ultimately due to the fact that people don't know for sure whether they're gonna die. If they saw a mushroom of alpha particles just bombarding, and if they saw like Terminator 2 style, like 30 nuclear bombs exploding around them, there would be a relief. There would be a relief of human suffering at that moment. At that particular moment, they would have no doubt about their upcoming death. And there would be much less drama, much less human suffering, much less money wasted. It's like, no, they insist on having these people stay in the snow for weeks with low levels of food, trying to combat $20 drones that are coming to explode their head. It's like, this is not a way to live. Senate and advances GOP funding bill to final vote after Dems cross aisle. What a terrible news that we're basically continuing the Democrats' way of managing the country, despite all of the supposedly identified fraud. How can we renew all of these budgets for, I don't know, 9 months maybe? Frog Eyes says, woman, please, JF, I just want to settle down with a good man. Top G, JF, no. Presses button, ejecting her onto the street. Well, no, I don't. I don't press this button. I am truly dedicated. When I am with a woman, I stay with her. There's this chaotic evil axis to detect what is the Dungeon and Dragon equivalent of your Twitter account, and you can type your Twitter username. I am literally off the chart. I am literally, look, my photo right now is displayed, but you can't see it because I'm here. I am the most chaotic evil X account in history. I have literally broken the algorithm. I am 100 chaotic and 100 evil. You cannot be more chaotic evil than I am. They say Jean-François Garrier's piece tweet predominantly reflect a chaotic and evil alignment. His post often display strong contrarian views that reject societal norms, especially regarding race and gender. And he promotes ideas that seem to encourage division and conflict. Phrases like God forgives, I don't, and statements suggesting that was me quoting a Quentin Tarantino movie. I don't, and statements suggesting that society is engaged in a program of genocide against a specific racial demographic indicate a harmful and self-serving ideology. So if you somehow want to acknowledge that there is a genocide going on, you are evil, you are chaotic. What app is this? It is the Magic X Alignment Chart.versal.app. I can put the link here in the chat if you want to check it. Richard Spencer is actually less chaotic evil than me. I was interested by this because I've outdone Richard Spencer in the domain of evil. That is quite something. The US has expelled a South African ambassador. That really sucks, because why do we do this? Because South Africa is leading the charge on the ICC court that Israel is committing a genocide in Gaza. But Israel is committing a genocide in Gaza. So why the fuck are we punishing a country for saying the truth? At least let's say it, the truth. They are carpet bombing an area for the purpose of ethnically cleansing it, for the purpose of it not being populated by Gazans anymore. That is a genocide. Trump says that Putin has respect for the U.S., reveals he's got some pretty good news.
His respect for this country. And I think we've had some very good results. So, you know, I haven't been able to say that to anybody else. I haven't wanted to say it until just before I came here. I got some pretty good news. So, but we have to see what happens. It's still a long way to go. The fighting is unbelievable. Russia has a large group of Ukrainian soldiers, as we speak, surrounded and in grave danger. They've been able to surround them. They're in grave danger. Biden should have never let this war happen.
So Trump was calling for amnesty, and Putin seems open. But if you're surrounded and you're fighting, you're going to get killed. You have to drop the weapons and raise your hand up. And then Putin says you're going to be okay. Now, I just got absolutely vindicated. For years I have said, I have held this belief, and I have said it publicly, and I got mocked, and I got told JF is deluded. I said women are retarded. They are physiologically retarded, and they will just put stuff on the floor. They will put water on the floor. They will break electronics by dipping them in water. And people were saying that I was, you know, when I was cleaning my home after my Mama JF had left, I remember people were saying, oh, JF is claiming, he's claiming that she had wrecked the home with water and that he had to clean everything. He must have been cleaning the DNA proof of his murder. But no, women are retarded. And they will put water on the floor. This is the video proof of it.
No!
Oh my God.
Let's go! Ah! Let's go! Ah! Make it out! Come on! Let's go! Ah! 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 Let's go!
Absolutely retarded behavior, as I predicted originally.